No, not yet. He went numb for about 30, 40 seconds out there, and he got his feeling back. So, which is a good sign, but I don't know anything for sure. But normally when somebody gets that feeling back, it's usually positive.
What is your feeling as his coach, as a person looking at him and all the teammates? I mean, how much does your heart sink when you see that?
Well, obviously. I mean, anytime somebody goes numb, everybody's out there, hoping for the best. We all know the risk about playing this game. And obviously, when something happens like that, you're just hoping that it's just temporary and he works through it. And I'm hoping right now that's the case.
What happened to Demetrius there at the end of the practice?
Got poked in the eye. Yeah, got a good shot to the eye. Should be all right, but quite painful. He got pretty square.
Sam Adams okay? Is he going to be back soon?
Yeah, he's all right. It's a game plan that we got. We're going to make sure that he's in shape. And we know he can play the game. And when he's played the first couple practices, he's very impressive. But we don't want to overdo it as well. So we got a game plan getting ready. Hopefully he can.
Like some of the players say, it's a tough thing to call Keith Burns coach burn. Is after playing with someone. What's that transition like from being a player 1 year and then coach the next?
For Keith, I think it's pretty easy because when he was playing, he was coaching. I mean, he was getting after players when he's our captain for a number of years. He's a veteran player. And one of the reasons we did hire him is because he's a leader. He understands what it takes to be successful. As I always called, an overachiever. I've been in the league for a long time. And the reason why he's been in the league for a long time, he knows how to prepare and he knows how to get the most out of himself. And he's been doing a great job with his teammates as well.
How well has Holden been playing, Mike?
Pardon me?
How well has Holden been playing?
I'm playing pretty good.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of guys in the thick of things, competing for that third spot. And I'll be honest with you, I can't tell you who's ahead right now. It kind of changes day by day. But that's a good sign.
When you have an injury of that magnitude during practice, how tough, how long before guys are back to full speed in practice? Does it take a couple plays?
Well, I think everybody's thinking or hoping for the best. We think it's temporary. Now, obviously, if somebody was seriously hurt, we probably wouldn't finish practice. But, that's the nature of this game. So people are going to go down and sprain ankles or sore knees. In a situation like that, there's some numbness. And so there's always a big concern. And that's why we took our time, obviously putting him on the stretcher and going through things, very carefully. Thinking of the worst, but as I shared with you, it was a good sign when he can move his fingers, move his toes, and bring his knees up. So keep our fingers crossed. Okay.